Northern California rancher conservationist William Simpson articulates a brilliant argument for herding wild horses out of places where they are not wanted up into mountain wilderness areas. But he also has a view on the balance between deer behavior, predation, and wilderness vegetation.
Every year, depending on the meteorological conditions, some year we get more rain and then we get more grass. Some years we get less rain, less grass. The adjustment that the herbivores in the landscape make in real time is amazing. For instance, when a doe has her babies in the spring, if it's a real rainy year and there's a lot of grass, the babies hide better in the grass, and so both babies are likely to grow up and be grazers. In the years where there's not a lot of rain, so there's not a lot of grass, the babies can't hide as well, and the predators get them. So there's a reduction in nature's lawnmowers in the years where there's less grass. So this system actually works in real time. Okay, so it's amazing when you live in it like I do, in the wilderness, when you live here 24/7, I've been out here 8 years, 24/7, night and day, four seasons a year. I just completed a 5,000-hour study of what's going on out here, which is published at Graze Life, about what wild horses can do in an ecosystem. And they don't damage the watersheds at all.
Bill's research is the kind I like very much as an ex-scientist, empirically derived. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.